Goldendale, Washington, February 26, 1979. In his 40s, when the experiment started to attract media attention, Shep Dolman worked up a line of canned biography for reporters. "I was never the type of kid who played with telescopes." He did, however, have a few early encounters with the cosmic. The first happened on a cold February morning in 1979. 15,000 people had gathered on a high mound in the Golden Hills of southern Washington to watch the last total solar eclipse to cast its shadow on the lower 48 states until 2017. Shep's family had arrived the day before in their Chinook RV camper. The Astronomical League had declared this hill, home to Goldendale Observatory, the official eclipse-watching headquarters of North America. Spectators wore welding goggles, cardboard masks, and strips of Mylar film fashioned into primitive Oakleys. Mothers carried babies against their shoulders, the babies inside protective paper bags. A group of students from the University of Oregon led the crowd in a chant. E-C-L-I-P-S-C. What does it spell? Eclipse! Correspondents for the national television networks looked solemnly into their cameras and told New York, "Here we are, minutes from totality, and I'm afraid the weather is not cooperating." Alas, the sky was a lead blanket. Chant leaders urged the watchers to blow the clouds away. The crowd complied with a collective whistling whoosh. The moon slowly began to overtake the sun around 7:15 a.m. The sun pierced the thinning clouds, and then the clouds regrouped, blocking the spectacle. Shep stared hard at the killjoy sky, framing his target with a smoky sheet of Mylar. The partial eclipse, viewed through a cloud bank, did not exactly inspire awe. But seconds before the moon slid into a place of total obstruction, the plunging temperature dispersed the clouds. The moon pulled a black tarp across Earth, and just like that, it was night. A yellow ring appeared in the sky. The spectators took off their welding goggles and cardboard masks and strips of Mylar and watched prominences arc through the solar atmosphere. Sunbeams wormed through the moon's valleys and canyons, emerging as beads of light on the shadow's rim. People screamed, people cheered, and a few set off Roman candles, but after an initial outburst, most stared silently. Shep had known, intellectually, what an eclipse involved. He was halfway through high school, 3 years ahead of schedule. He knew the mechanics, yet he was still unprepared for the full opening of the sixth seal awfulness of the event. The spectacle seared a high-ranking slot in his memory bank. People who asked the adult Shep Dolman if he played with telescopes as a kid were trying to ask a different question. What sort of person makes it his life's work to build an Earth-size telescope to take a picture of a black hole? The eclipse wasn't the cause, but it was an ingredient in the formula. If nothing else, it was his first interaction with the weather gods, those capricious beings that govern access to the skies. They had treated him well. Decades later, he hoped to remain in their graces.